reading to you from the 105th Psalm and the first verse. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praise to him, speak of all his wonders. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 52 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Well, I've been doing it ever since, and I'm so glad that God called me to preach. Listen, I wish you folks would have been with my wife and I and my quartet last Sunday. Boy, some of you people have been praying for us, because I think there was 25 people made decisions for Christ in the women's and the men's services. And then the next day, the chaplain called me and said, boy, howdy, you guys must have had a great service. I said, the Lord truly blessed. He said, I need 20 more books. Friends, those books have really been a blessing in those prisons, and I'm so glad that Dr. White wrote that book. I didn't think I should, but I didn't think it should be done, but he did. Well, anyway, listen, I'll be with you for a half an hour tonight. Why don't you just kick off your slippers, pour you a glass of iced tea, maybe a little lemonade tonight. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to a very familiar passage of Scripture found in the 14th chapter of John. And let's begin reading with the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Friends, you know what? When I was a little fella, the first time I remember that scripture, it was at my sister's funeral, and then also at my mother's funeral, and also at my dad's funeral. Well, I'll tell you, it made me furious, because my heart was troubled, my heart was broken. But you know what? After I met Jesus, I've loved this scripture ever since. Oh, friends, what a wonderful thought. Every one of us is surely going to have to die. Well, you know, I've said before, the minute you're born is the minute you begin to die. But anyway, to have the assurance in our souls, in our spirit, that when our life is over, we don't die, we go right directly to heaven. And there we will be with Jesus from time eternity, for all eternity, time without end. See, heaven is a neglected subject. Oh, it's used to be the theme of many hymns, and it's used to be the topic of many sermons and many funerals. Why heaven is neglected? We have become too comfortable here on earth. Our treasures are here. But listen, friends, tonight, let's think about heaven. Just give it a real thought. Heaven really is a place. Now, a lot of people think it's a figment of us crazy Christians' imaginations, but heaven is a real place. What did he say? Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. Now, in some translations, this is my Father's house, or many mansions. I don't care what they call it. It's going to be a better place than you and I have ever been in our entire life on this earth. I don't care if you're the Queen of England or the King of Spain. It's a better place. It's not a state of mind, and it's not here on this earth. Believe me, just another dimension. No. heaven is a place from which God operates. Now, believe it or not, friends, when we get to heaven, I can see this. You and I walking on the streets paved with gold. I didn't say gravel. I didn't say asphalt. I didn't say cement. It's paved with gold. People fight and kill for gold. But up there, it's just gravel. It's just what we walk on. Well, the Lord's throne is in heaven, according to Psalms 11:4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. Well, angels are dispatched from heaven. We read in Daniel 4:13, I was looking in the visions in my mind, and as I lay on my bed, and behold, an angelic watcher, a holy one, descending from heaven. You know, friends, you and I are driving down the highway, and all of a sudden a big boulder, like that happens up here in Colorado quite often, the big boulder, about 3 ton, come plunging down over the hill and lands on top of a car. Well, you might be the first car ahead of it, and the one behind you got hit. It was God's angel protecting us. Oh, friends, there is a guardian angel. Don't you let no one kid you. Luke 1:26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. Well, that's where they come from. Up there in heaven, God knows them all by name. And whenever you have a need or something goes wrong, the Lord will send an angel down to protect you. You know, folks, one time I was crossing an intersection on Broadway in downtown Littleton, or Inglewood, I mean, and a great big old diesel truck, my stars, that was huge. He never saw me. He was too high up. And here he started out, and I'm crossing the street. I stiff-armed at the bumper on that big diesel and threw me back out of the way so he wouldn't run over me. Well, don't you think the guardian angel protected me? The other day, I'm telling you, friends, I pulled out onto the highway, and I looked both ways. I mean, I truly did. And whew, boy, oh boy, I just got by almost to the middle of the highway, and that car swished by me doing about 50, 60, 100, I don't know how fast, but he was going too fast. Well, God's angel protected me. So, you know, you're never alone. I told you this story many years ago about a doctor who had been an alcoholic for many years, and he received Christ. God delivered him from alcoholism. And this young man was sent to this doctor for an examination for a life insurance policy. And he said, Doc, you know, I want to ask you something in private. He said, when you're alone, do you ever kind of desire to have a drink of booze? Well, I suppose I would, but I'm never alone because Jesus lives in my heart. I thought that was so good because you're never alone. I know now some of you people listening tonight are widows or widowers, and you're sitting there by your radio and you're all alone. The house is quiet and still, and you get kind of lonely and you think, oh, I'm so alone. No, you're not. No, you're not. And you know something, friends, that I found out about the Lord? You can talk to him any time you want to, day or night. The phone lines to heaven is always open. You'll never be getting a busy signal. You just talk to him. Now, I don't know what your needs are tonight, but I'll guarantee you, God will listen to it. He sure will. A guy told me one time, he said, you know, Cecil, I don't understand why you take your little things to God, little things that you need. Well, I said, that's because I'm in communication with my Father. I want him to know what I need. He said that we should ask and we shall receive. Ask believing and ye shall receive. Well, what kind of place is heaven? Well, according to Revelation 5:9, it's a place of music. You know, I love music. Oh, I do. You know, I'll be kind of maybe down in the dumps a little bit, and I'll go in on my organ, and I'll play, for a half an hour, and I'll just play songs of praise, the old rugged cross, and what a friend we have in Jesus, and victory in Jesus, songs that we no longer sing in our churches today. We've taken out the most important thing that the world needs today. No, these young kids get on their drums and their guitars, and I'm not against their drums and guitars, but boy, I don't like to see it in church. Of course, I'm, you know, old-fashioned, but I love to hear music that is quieting and relaxing, and you can meditate on the Lord. It's a place also of praise. You know, friends, I used to think this was crazy, but you know, if you hit your finger with a hammer, you should praise the Lord. You say, oh, Cecil, you're out of your mind. It says to praise the Lord at all times, about all things. You're sick, you praise the Lord for it. You know, friends, there are those denominations, those churches or preachers who say that you'll never be sick. Boy, that would be terrible if you never got sick. You know, and they'll say you'll never be poor. Oh, listen, my stars, I've been so poor we couldn't pay attention when I first started preaching. My stars, one time I got $5 love offering for preaching on 2 Sunday services. I used to fly at least 2 to 3 times a month from Denver, Colorado, to Virginia, and I preached all over that state, Alabama and other places, and many times I never even got enough to pay my plane fare. Sometimes these pastors would call me and say, well, Cecil, what do you charge to preach a revival? I said, I don't charge anything. Well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know a workman's worth is higher. And if you're doing the right thing, you'll see that that pastor or I get some kind of a love offering. But I don't charge. I know preachers that wouldn't go across the street and do anything unless they got paid cash up front. It's a place of service. A lot of people think at heaven you can just go up there and sit down in a cloud and get you a guitar and strum. No. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve Him. Friends, you've heard me say this many, many times. God is not looking for super spirituals. He's looking for servants. That's right. And all that I am, when I go to prison, and we've seen God do some tremendous things, and we give God the praise, the glory for it, because it's Him that does it. All we are is messenger boys. That's all I am. I just go out there and tell men what God wants me to tell them. Oh, like I say, all those people were saved, Sunday, made decisions. I can't say they're all saved, but they made decisions for the Lord. And that just thrills me to pieces. Oh, I tell you, friends, I didn't see that in churches. Although when I was director of the mission down in Moultrie, Georgia, I was preaching in a different church almost every Sunday. And almost every service, we'd see 1 or 2 people saved. And that's great, but I'd rather see 100 people saved. Poor old Noah. He preached for, look at all the years he preached. And the only converts he had was his 2 sons, his daughter-in-laws, and his wife. Only 8 people. But let me tell you what. He was faithful. In spite of the nobody being saved, he just kept telling men and women, you better get right with God, because someday there's going to be a great big flood. Well, they didn't know what a flood was. I don't know if they've ever had any rain there at that given time. I don't know, but I do know this. When it began to rain, people said, hey, you know what? That guy may not be as crazy as we thought he was. He was telling us we better get right. I don't think our religious leaders said there's nothing wrong. Friends, let me tell you what. Religious leaders are telling our people today, just come and join the church. Just come and get in the baptismal waters. Just take the Lord's Supper. Let me tell you what, that's not going to get you into heaven. You can join 70,000 churches. You can be baptized 500 different ways. But you're only going to get in heaven unless you've been born again. That's the only door. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no money comes to the Father except by me. See, that's why a lot of people try to circumvent Jesus to get to the Father. Can't happen. It won't happen. You will not get into heaven if you try to circumvent Jesus. And you know what? Heaven is a place of comfort. Oh, let me tell you. When something happens or someone goes to the hospital or someone dies, we're heartbroken, then some beautiful person comes by and comforts you. Well, listen, that's what God's Holy Spirit is. He's our comforter. He's the one that comes to us in a time of need. And some people say, well, you can't have the Holy Spirit unless you talk in tongues. Well, this is a lie out of hell. Everybody who's born again receives the Holy Spirit when, a year later, 100 years later, the very moment you tell Jesus you're sorry for your sins and you invite him into your heart, you receive God's Holy Spirit. And it's a place of rejoicing. Hey, Fred, you know, one time I was preaching in our home church in the Seattle, Washington. It's the second time I ever preached in that church. I just got back from Bible college. And that place was packed out, and the pastor that led me to Christ wanted me to preach that Sunday. Just before the service, I knew this alcoholic who was a cab. He owned a cab company, and he, you know, he sold booze, and he was bad. Well, his wife accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, and he kicked her out of the home. And she joined this church that I'm going to be speaking in. Brother Tom Baird had me for speak. And so I called him. And I said, he didn't know where his wife was. And I called him. I said, I'll be speaking this Sunday in this church. Would you come and listen to me? You've never heard me preach. He said, well, sure, Cecil. I'll be glad to. Friends, listen. His wife was sitting on the right-hand side of the church. He was sitting on the left-hand side of the church. He didn't know she was there, and vice versa. I got up and I preached my heart out and I gave an invitation. And Brother Tom Baird took over the invitation. I walked back. I took this alcoholic by the hand, and I said, son, listen, you've been running and hiding and doing all your things, and now let me tell you, today's the day. Today you need to put your trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. And I led him to Christ, and did you know, he walked down to take the preacher by the hand and tell him what he did, and his wife saw him, and she ran down there, and at the altar, they hugged and they kissed. Oh, see, God can bring marriages together. Maybe you've got a failed marriage tonight, and your wife you don't think loves you, or your husband don't love you, and you're so broken about it. Listen, come to the Lord with it. Pray about it. Ask God. Maybe you have to change. Maybe it isn't your partner, but maybe you got something that needs to be taken care of. Then you can rejoice. And I've seen it happen many times. They tell me that heaven's a place of beauty. Oh, friends, I don't know what that means, but I know it is beautiful. You know what beautiful is. You know what I like about Oregon? I used to live there, born and raised there. I love the rhododendrons. I love the roses. Friends, there's no place in the world that has more beautiful flowers than Oregon. I don't care where you go, but heaven is going to be a place of beauty. Now it says we can lay up treasures in heaven, and I read in Matthew 6:19, do not lay up treasures for yourself do not lay up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy it, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust destroys, or where thieves do not break in and steal. Whew, boy, laying on up treasures on earth. You remember the funny comedian Jack Benny? He was a very wealthy man, and he was a humanitarian. He did a lot of good in this world, but he said, well, if I can't take it with me, I'm not a-going. Well, he went anyway. He left his treasures on earth. Do you remember the rich man that had such a beautiful crop this one year? My stars, he had so much. Well, he didn't have enough. The barns were too tiny to handle all the food that he'd raised. So he decided in himself, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just flat out tear down these little bitty barns, build some great big barns, and I'm going to fill them, and then I'm going to sit back, eat, drink, and be merry. But oh, what a mistake he made. Jesus said, tonight, thou fool, thy soul shall be required of thee. He made a mistake. He didn't, you know, he could have had all that too, and he could have had the Lord. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Now, the cross, and the resurrection and an ascension were ahead. Jesus would leave them. He would go to heaven. He would prepare heaven for them and us. What a wonderful place heaven must be. You know, it says in heaven is a prepared place for this. Christians, the fourth and fifth verse, it says, and you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Don't try to circumvent Jesus. I told you that once before. Well, Christians do go to heaven when they die. In Philippians, he said, to depart and be with Christ is better. Absent from here and present in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be home with the Lord. You know, when people die, they say, well, they went home to be with the Lord. And I don't care if you're... I tell you what's terrible, though. I remember not so long ago, I was invited to go see a lady who was dying of cancer in a hospital. I went there at the hospital, and boy, I tell you, I didn't mess around. I didn't talk about the weather. I didn't talk about the ball score. I talked about her soul and led that dear, precious Lord, that girl to Christ, that lady, I should say. And, you know, she lived for quite a while. And one day she called me, and she said, my husband and I are going to go on a vacation. And she came back and said, Cecil, I never had such a wonderful time in my life. She said, I want to invite you and your wife over. She said, I know you like fried chicken. I said, I sure do. Well, did you know what? She died. Her husband was not a Christian. Her two sons were not Christians. He called me and said, we have no church home. We have no preacher. Would you preach her funeral? And I did. And I told them about the wonders of that precious lady laying there in that bed dying. And I had the privilege of telling her how she could find Jesus. And she did. Well, heaven's only a place for those who receive Christ as Savior. For God so loved the world, put your name in there. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Thomas wanted to go to heaven. He said, how can we know the way? Well, he didn't know he was serious, but Jesus made it very plain, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to heaven. Religion, good works, sincerity cannot save. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me tell you, are you prepared for heaven tonight? I beg of you, come to Jesus, a little child. Tell him you're sorry and invite him into your heart. Accept him, because tonight is a night. Oh, come to him and be saved. Listen, he loves you tonight. He wants to give you a new life. You say, Cecil, I do. Oh, I want to trust Jesus right now. I do feel it tugging at my old heart. I know I've sinned. I know. Well, sure, we've all sinned. You're not the only one, but we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, we have to ask God to forgive us, repent, and he'll give you new life. If you'd like to pray that prayer tonight and you feel that you really need to trust him, I want you to bow your head right now. I want you to pray this prayer. It's the most powerful prayer you'll ever pray in this lifetime. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm sorry for my miserable life, and tonight I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to call 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church. I'm only concerned where you spend eternity. 303-471-8534. I've been doing this for about 44 years on radio, telling people about Jesus. And I've heard from many, many, many people who said, Cecil, I never knew I had to accept Jesus to get into heaven. Thank you for telling me the story. I'm waiting for your call. 303-471-8534.
The blood that Jesus
friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I hope and pray that this encouraged your heart. Listen, friend, I don't care how rough things are. Look to Jesus. Talk to him. Tell him how you feel. Did you ever tell him you loved him? Oh, he loves to hear that. He loves to have his children say, Father, I love you. And you know what? I lost my dad and my mother, but I'll never lose him because he's going to be here for time eternity. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.